Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is another episode of Relationship Talks with Erica Janelle. I am your girl, Erica Janelle, and just wanted to come before you guys today and give you just a little bit of nuggets of encouragement and wisdom on the relationship front, which is what I do every week. And this week, I was actually have been in several conversations as we are gearing up for my panel interview that I keep telling you guys that's happening. I finally have all of my guests confirmed, so I will be sharing those dates with you guys coming up probably within next week's episode. I'll share the dates for the panel discussion that we're going to be having about the state of the Black family and how we need to change our view and our concepts of relationships and marriage and all of those things. So I can't wait to share that with you guys. But for today's topic, as I've been talking to different people and discussing the different topics concerning relationships, one of the things that has come up quite often is kind of how our males view the perspective and women and how we support them and how we can love one another, both males and females. And so I want to talk a little bit about that today. And I want to specifically target the idea of us thinking from a different mindset and knowing that we're not each other's enemies. We're not each other's competition. We're not supposed to be at each other. We're supposed to complement each other and help each other grow. And so one of the things that I want to discuss today is talking about how we need to learn the value of supporting and knowing how to love people unconditionally. And this is not an easy topic to talk about, because when you talk about love, you know, people will often go into some of their trauma responses and start talking about how, well, if I open myself up this way, then I leave myself vulnerable and open for somebody to hurt me in this way and that way and whatever the case may be. And so I want to change. I feel like my personal mission as it pertains to relationships is to take us from the place of feeling like we always have to be on guard and we always have to be in the defense when it comes to our partners or potential partners or people that we're building some type of bond with. And for me, I've been through enough in my total of 17 years of marriage between the two marriages, which I am not ashamed to talk about. I discuss oftentimes in our podcast episodes. One of the things that I've learned is oftentimes we start to look at each other as if we're each other's, we're against each other, or we each other's enemies, and or each other's competition, rather than embracing the fact that we are here to complement each other. We are here to build each other up. We are here to help each other get to a level where we need to be. And so it's super important to learn the value of that. And for me, one of the things that I've really made it my mission and my purpose to do was to, when it comes to relationships, to come from a perspective of wanting to learn that person. And I feel like when you learn that person, how they think, their sources of trauma, because we all have them, and how they are viewing life and just the way that their personality is, I take time to really get to learn a person instead of having a default way of feeling like I know how to, you know, help love them, you know, based on how I love. Love is so specific in a sense of we need to know how to reach people where they are. And it's so important. If you talk about a person that you want to spend your life with, or a person that you want to build a relationship with, or somebody you just met, but you see that there's a level of interest there, there's a level of connection there, attraction there, whatever the case may be, that gets you concerned, you know, interested in getting to know that person more. I feel like we have to be more intentional and tailor our love based on how that person needs to be loved. Not necessarily how we think they should be loved or what we perceive love as, but I want to study to learn how to love my partner. I don't want to just think, okay, well, if I do this, so say for instance, in my mind, what I think I do to show love would be, you know, making sure that he comes home to a clean house and a cooked meal and everything is peaceful. That is how I likely would like to express my love to my partner in some of the ways that I would like to express my love to my partner. But what if that wasn't something that was essential for that person? What if he was more of a person that just needed somebody to be there as a listening ear when he's going through really challenging things, say at work or at his job or in his business or whatever the case may be? He comes home. It's not that he necessarily wants a home-cooked meal. It's more so that he just wants his partner to be there to just be a listening ear and somebody that he can have as a sounding board to maybe throw some ideas at or whatever the case may be. If that is his way of receiving love, me thinking that I'm doing all this cooking and cleaning and all of the things that I think are the things that he needs to feel loved, and I'm not communicating with him or learning what's important to him for what he needs to feel like he's getting the love and attention and affection and just whatever it is he needs from me at that moment, then we're on two separate pages. So I think the very important thing that we have to remember is that we all are individually wired. We're individuals. And what works for one person does not necessarily work for another. That goes with everything. That goes with sex. That goes in how you communicate. That goes in how a person thinks. All of those things. We all are wired differently. And we have different personalities. We have different experiences. We have different traumas. We have different things that trigger us. We have different things that motivate us. So it's really important and imperative to learn your partner. Not do what you think your partner needs, but actually sit down and have a communication with your partner and say, hey, what are the ways that I can support you and show you that I love you and that I'm here for you? What is important to you? When you've had a long day at work, or you are stressed out, or something really bad happened to you, or you got some bad news, what is the number one thing that I can do to help you navigate through that situation? And then really sitting back and taking into consideration what it is that your partner's asking for. For some people, it could be, when I've had a rough day at work, I just need some release from sex. I need sex when I'm stressed out. If that's your partner and that's what they need, then it's important for you to be able to understand that need is what they need, and then you fulfill that need. If this is a person that you say you love, and it is something within your power and in your ability to do, then you should be willing to do that. But that takes intentional effort. And so I say all of that, I have my song, It's Intentional. I wrote that song on purpose because that's how I operate in life now. Now that I've been married and divorced, I've been through domestic violence, I've been through all of these different traumas and dealing with childhood traumas and not really having an example of what a positive role model was for marriage and relationships, I had to really sit down with myself and think about what are the things that I think is the missing ingredient to where people are not able to be successful in relationships. And a part of that is being intentional. So I wrote that song because I understand the value and the importance of being intentional with your communication, with the way that you show love, the way that you express love, the way that you even relate to a person. You have to really get to the point where you want to actually study to learn and not study to just have a rebuttal or a debate with a person. I listen to the guys in my life that I call my brothers, my physical brothers, my biological brothers, and guys that I call my brothers, like my guest Everett, and I listen to them intently with the purpose of learning. I have male friends that I listen to with the purpose and the intent of learning. I know that I am not going to ever have everything figured out. But what I do, if I don't know something, instead of just sitting there in my ignorance, I choose to want to learn. So if I say that I love you and I say that I want to be with you and I say that I want to devote my life and my energy and my attention to you, then that means I need to do a level of work to learn what that means for you. What is it that you need from me in order for me to show you love and in order for you to feel the love that I want to give you? Because what I think you need may not be the very thing that you need. And it's important to get to the place where we are open enough and honest enough with ourselves and willing and vulnerable enough and willing to make whatever adjustments we need to make in order to really truly be able to love a person at their level. I am one of those people. I don't sugarcoat. People find me to be kind of blunt or, straightforward. I'm straightforward, but I will say what I say in love. I never like to hurt a person, but I never like to sugarcoat things. So if a person comes to me and really literally asks me, what are some of the things that I need? What are the things that are important for me to feel love and me to feel protected and me to feel like I want to be committed to that person? I will tell them. I will tell them what those things are. Now, whether or not they choose to adhere to those things and make an adjustment with those things is one thing. But you will never be able to say with me that you didn't know exactly what it is that I need from you. The problem is we get so caught up in our egos that we think we know how to love people universally based on what our experiences were or based on other people that we've dealt with or other things that we've seen or heard or whatever. And honestly, we need to start treating each other like we're individuals and understanding what those things are that we need to receive from one another, what your triggers are, what your trauma may be, what are some of the things that you are struggling with. If I know that you're struggling with, let's say, trust. If trust is a thing that you're struggling with because in relationships past, somebody's really broken your trust, then I need to find out what are the things that you need from me for you to feel comfortable, to you, for you to be able to start to build that level of trust with me. What are some of the things that I can do, whether physically, whether emotionally, whether mentally, to show you that I am a person you can trust? And then be willing to have the open, hard conversations. Because I can guarantee you, even when you get the information from a person, it's not necessarily always going to be something you want to hear. Sometimes what you want to hear is not always what you need to hear. And we have to be open and honest and willing enough to do the work to whatever, for whatever that is for the person that we say we love. So I'll give you an example. For me, one of the biggest things that I know that I desire in my mate is someone that I can learn and glean and grow from. I need to feel like I have a person that I can grow with, not where I'm the one that's doing most of the pouring, most of the, you know, coaching or, you know, showing the love, showing the attention. I need that poured back into me because I pour that out to everybody every day in what I do. I do it in my job in HR. I do it in my job for coaching, my business. I do it when I am doing my support group. I do it for my nonprofit. So of course I need somebody that's going to be able to pour some energy into me and show me kind of things that I don't know. I love being able to be in a position with a person that can teach me some things. My mind is open. And while our opinions may not always be the same, while our viewpoints may not always be the same, my heart and my mindset is always open and willing to learn and willing to hear someone else's perspective. I never profess to know everything. I never profess to be perfect. I never profess to have all the answers. So one of the things that is important to me when it comes to my mate is somebody that I can learn from. What are some of the things that you can teach me? Teach me something that I don't know. I want somebody to teach me something. Teach me, I don't know, if I don't know enough about investing, can you teach me something about investing? If I don't know enough about, you know, say for instance, you're a mental health expert. I know enough about mental health because I work in this industry and I've dedicated my life to my own personal journey of healing, but I don't profess to know everything. If you are have a doctorate in psychology, there are some things that you can teach me and I want to learn those things. If it is, I don't know, something simple is how to fix something around the house. I'm a person that likes to be handy. Anybody that really knows me intimately knows I put all my own furniture together. I do all of those things. I like to design things. I like to build things. That's the artist in me. That's the creative in me. I love to do those things. But I'm not professing to know everything. One of the biggest things that I have struggled with when it comes to, you know, meeting partners in the past was finding somebody that I can actually learn from that makes me feel like I can lean on their expertise. I can feel safe when I don't know how to do something. I can come to them and I know that they'll help me find a way to solve it. If I don't know the answer to how to deal with whatever this situation is that I'm facing in my daily life, this person I can come to because I trust them and I respect them and I know they have my back, that person can guide me and lead me down a path that would help me. That's so important to me. And oftentimes we forget those things and we get so caught up in, you know, I know this and I'm that, I've accomplished this. None of that stuff matters. I call myself a forever student. I am forever a student. I'm always learning. I'm always growing. I'm always getting another certification for this, or taking some time and reading this book, or researching this topic and learning this thing. You know, many of you guys know that I'm working on getting my tantric sex certification because I want to do everything in my power to help relationships work. And sex is a big part of things that people are struggling with in relationships. So I want to take it upon myself to become a sex educator so I can create webinars and seminars and retreats where we can go and we can have that intimate environment where I can help couples connect with one another. I can't tell you how many times couples say to me, oh, well, this is why people don't want to get married anymore, because the relationships gets dry and it's no longer sexy and it's no longer vibrant. It's normal to have that ebb and flow in relationship, but it should never be a point where you are not willing to learn how to please and satisfy your partner. You're not willing to learn and grow together. There may be things that you used to like 10 years ago that you're starting to discover at 10 years later. Oh, I really want to go ahead and explore this thing, or I want to venture out and learn this thing. I want to experience this thing with my partner. And you should be able to have those conversations. So I bring all of this back full circle to say, we have to get to the place where we're no longer fighting with each other, but we learn to work together to build that cohesiveness as a unit. It's so important. Everybody on this planet was meant for some level of companionship, whether it is boyfriend, girlfriend, 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 boyfriend, boyfriend, aunt, uncle, cousin, sister, brother, aunt, mother, whatever. It doesn't matter. We were all put on this earth for companionship. And for people to say that they no longer believe in relationships, I call bullshit. And I call bullshit simply because I know that none of us want to be alone. None of us want to die alone. It's nothing wrong with being alone. And I'm alone a lot. I do stuff by myself intentionally, but I'm not lonely. And there is a difference, because my fulfillment doesn't come from another person. The person that God has for me enhances my life. Not somebody that's going to be something that's missing in me. They're there to enhance what's already in me. And until you get to the place where you've already gotten to a place of wholeness, it's a lifelong process. We're never going to be fully everywhere we need to be, but you should be working toward that on a daily basis. So when you meet your partner, you're not looking for them to fill a void. You're actually looking for them to complement you. Where I'm weak, I want my partner to be strong. Where I don't profess to know everything about the financial realm. I would love to have a man in my life that could teach me some things about finances. That's important to me. I read books, I go to webinars, I go to trainings, I learn things, but to be able to have my partner be strong in an area that is not necessarily my strength, you know, would be amazing. And honestly, that's what we should be looking to. We should be looking to be that person that helps, you know, complement that other person. And so where we are actually eliminating weaknesses within one another, that's how a relationship is supposed to be. It's supposed to be like a tennis match. You know, we're pouring into each other back and forth, and each person is getting something that they need from that other person. They're fulfilling something in that person. Not that you don't have fulfillment from that person alone. Your fulfillment has to come from within and from God. But ultimately, we should be fulfilling something and helping each other grow and balance and be better. And that's what I challenge you guys to do. So, in a nutshell, I want you guys to start shifting your focus on what this person brings to the table and start thinking about what it is that you are, that you can be to complement that person that God has for you. Because I guarantee you, when you change your perspective, you'll start to see things change a little bit in the realm of people that you have to choose from. I love you guys. I hope you got something from this today, and I'll see you guys next week. Have an amazing week. Bye.